I ever do cocaine. Mama! Sengkhona usongakhululeka. Angizangisho lutho bobhuti baseBergville mina bengithuli.
Phela mina ngiyinsizwa mina. Ngiyinsizwa.
Alrighty then, welcome to it. My name is PH of the podcast, and that guy over there is the Shady of the Shady podcast.
Shady Luca.
Yes, sir.
Of DJ Tir.
What? but before anything else, to the brands that I work with, to anyone that I work with today,
sweet please don't judge now.
Me. Please don't judge me. Do not tune out. Tune out. Don't watch this episode, because whatever has been spoken about today could get me in shit, or I could lose a brand deal. So with that, yeah, we can start the show. Yeah.
Also, PH does that all the time. So Trevor, let me just prepare you. If he tries that stunt, you must fucking call him out. Whenever there's brands involved, he's not our bra.
Oh.
He becomes Pierre Ha as his alias.
Pierre
Ha. Pierre Ha, yo.
Oh, get you.
What's happening, my dog?
Trevor Kubi, the building!
Yes. Hey. What up, my dog?
All right. Are we doing that?
Yeah.
We organized your intro, but we didn't get any like Tebow touch horns or whatever. Sorry. But you know, we're really happy, really excited.
I'm very happy to be here, fellas.
And
this,
you know,
is exciting.
To the brands that might be watching, I don't give a fuck what you say.
Oh, all right.
So here today we're riding inside. Say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yes. You see that guy there? He's a racist. That one's gay. And this is a transgender we imported from Bolivia.
Don't, from Orania,
I checked you,
mean,
how you are looking at them. It's, yeah, it's a true case.
Transgender's nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen, how was the weekend?
It was actually quite lekker.
Yeah. How many? We didn't send out roses this weekend.
I did send out to my mom.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I sent out to my mom. Did you see how they escalated the cost of roses?
Of course.
You know, I went to that flower shop and I was like, you, bruh, they know me. Me, I know them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, gents, this shit is 150
sure.
all the time. How is it 800?
Oh, that's even cheap. There was a place in Bryanston this is 2 years ago.
Okay.
I don't know about this year, but 2 years ago, on the Monday, most probably the roses were like $300.
Yeah.
2K, 1K for like, you know, those statement, like heavy
piece.
Roses, yeah, 3K, easy.
Straight.
Yeah, 3K. Dog,
and then
it is Bryanston.
Bryanston.
Yeah. I went to Woolies.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's where I buy all my groceries. I went to Woolies. I land there, there's a fucking queue for roses like I've never seen. Because Woolies obviously jumped on it. They weren't as ludicrous. Theirs were like, I think it was like 300 Rand or 250, 280 a bunch of 10.
Sure.
And then obviously people buy like 5-6 bunches and make a nice big bouquet for the wife or whatever. But the way the Bullies were queuing, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was really cute. I was one of them. I joined the queue and I bought my roses at Woolies. Shout out Woolies for not escalating the price too much.
Chef.
But like, fuck all you flower shops.
Roses on your side? No?
No, you see the thing about people about Komang and Woolworths.
Sure.
They think that we don't know that Woolies doesn't like follow all the ITC checks properly. So
sure.
Anybody can get a card. Uteng is colored. You know? And then you're like, hey, I got a Woolies card. That's why you're in a long queue for roses.
Speaking of Woolies cards, Woolies, in fact, their competition, or not really competition, those other brands, Pick and Pay, did you see what they got up to?
I saw their new reveal.
Yeah, play that video. Play that video. Pick and Pay Smart Shop. Yeah. All you do is
points, crazy deals, 100k's up for grabs every day. That's for real, in-store or ASAP. You choose the way to play.
Price Palooza's live, win at Pick and Pay.
Cringe.
Wow.
Do you know what a cringe festival is?
Yeah.
Cringe fest is that fucking ad.
Why?
Because it's so cringeworthy, bro.
What makes it cringeworthy? I like
everything. Well, number one, Skull Poseidon Note is the ASAP rider.
The fuck?
Come on.
Then the song choice?
You know we've got to acclimatize the Afrikaans people to America.
Oh, so that is the start. Be, so yeah. was that the start?
DoorDash.
Yeah. DoorDash. Rick Ross promoting Smart Shopper. Nah, Smart Shopper to begin with.
Ah.
Was mine.
But you can't really have your target market in your ads. Imagine Black Label Beer has a target market. You know they're a target market. They're not going to put those guys on there.
Hey, my friend. 19 more.
You can't show... you know what I mean?
Fuck.
Would you want to drink a chuba if the advertised is with...
Nah. You know? So you're trying to say touch of premium?
Yeah, you got to make it glamorous. Give people something to aspire to.
You know what I'm thinking? Remember the Black Label ad from back in the day? It had like those Gora.
Yeah, those tough guys. Yeah. After they lost that gig, now they're open for the Springboks.
Oh wow!
They do the Zulu dancer.
No man, those are my bras. That's Smoo. You know Smoo,
the Smoo Kotelo. But the Black Label ad guy was Smoo Kotelo.
Ask him about
30 years ago.
Ask really? Him. No, it's actual. That's Smoo. Ask him about it. Yeah.
Begangaga 30 years ago.
Yeah.
No man, I think bro. Like, okay, look, there was a million, you know, people commenting on that thing, but just my take on it was song choice is a song from 15 years ago. And there's some cow who...
Rick Ross is a cow?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wow. No.
He does look like he's got seven stomachs.
No, man.
He does.
I wanted to describe... No. There's some person who commented on social media about the song choice and involved me in it. I was like, what the fuck?
Involved you? How?
I was like, yeah, what the fuck? I didn't even...
Read it.
No. They created a video about me, your brother, Spear, and Naves, saying that we are involved... we are responsible for... Why agencies
for
like
the number of times you guys play that song?
Some dumb shit like that. And I was like, yo, first of all, I've never actually played that song.
You don't play that song.
I don't play that song. Yo. On God.
He doesn't.
I don't play that song. I've never put that song in my sticks.
Why?
It's cringe. I never liked
it. The song is cringe.
No, yes. I have never liked it.
Hold on.
I've never. So, anyways, long story
short. DJ Khaled does is cringe. But anyway,
no, hey, Khaled
is fuck Khaled.
No, I'll fight that. But anyways, the song choice for me, song from 15 years ago, like come the fuck on, in 2025.
Not Rick Ross's song.
It's Khaled's song.
And it's not his song.
And then you got Skalk Peseta Note on that song. As what Biggie Small? What was he calling himself?
Biggie Small or some dumb shit.
That is funny as fuck. He calls himself Biggie Small.
And then you've got
that is hilarious, guys. That is hilarious.
And then you've got what's this?
Oh, he got it now.
Yeah. And then you've got who's this guy?
No, Biggie Small.
Biggie. I know. I get it. And then you've got.
Take that back.
I think it's cringe. Then you've got Rick Ross talking about his Smart Shopper. Like, dog. I get talkability and people are talking and we're talking. But
would it have been better had they done a boxer ad with you? Why? It's like. I'm shopping roots. Cayenne Plus, I've got songs, me. Don't do the head.
No, I'm just saying the agency who did this thing, they got away with murder, dog.
No, come up. Okay, in petty 6 kg.
I think Tati Sirius.
Seville, the smart boxer, roots card.
No, man. Look, I'm not hating. Shout out to them. I'm actually shouting out the agency that got away with this murder. That's
got away with this murder.
I'm shouting those niggas out.
Do you know what I imagine it was? Sure. And this is agency life. You guys can attest. It was a room full of white people pitching to a room full of white people and saying the blacks will love it. They love Rick Ross.
Always happens.
You understand what I'm saying?
We do.
And the song we use is All You Do Is Win. I love that song. Yeah. Yo, do it, Janine. You know what I mean? And that's how the show.
Why is Janine catching straight? Janine, we love
it's
you.
It's a random name I just thought of.
Not
okay?
The Janine from our office.
Now, to PH's point,
sure.
I'm not sure what Pick and Pay and the agency expected the feedback to be, but when it left the production room there, they were like, fuck it, we've got a winner.
Yeah.
And the type of comments speak to exactly what PH was saying. The people that comment say shit like, Rick Ross doesn't even have a Smart Shopper card with a question mark. Another one said, how much did they pay Rick Ross while they are closing stores and looking over South Africans to do this ad? Because Pick n Pay is in trouble. They said they really thought Rick Ross was relevant to us blacks.
Yeah.
Right? Another one said, I don't know why you're hating. They wanted Ricky Rick's vibe, but they could only get Rick Ross. To these people, they think it's the same person. And that, you understand? In other words, somebody mentioned, they wanted Ricky Rick's vibe.
What?
But because Ricky Rick is late, they'll take any Rick. Because all
that,
blacks.
That comment is foul. That's
foul, but it shows you what people are thinking when they view the ad. In other words, the agency and Pick n Pay didn't account for this in the strategy session.
Uh-huh.
There was no PH in the room to say, guys, this is Picky Small is not the one. Okay. Right?
Wait. Trent,
yeah?
Yeah. You've been on both sides, like talent, being booked for ads like this.
Yeah.
And agency side. I'm assuming you've been part of the creative process.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. What the fuck? Like,
would you have let this run?
Yes.
Why?
Because following those social media comments,
sure.
I think the Ricky Rick vibe, that is uncalled for. Our dude is late. But I understand the sentiment, okay? We do look at Rick Ross.
Mm.
As somebody that we aspire to be like, in a way. It's all that posturing, that American posturing,
sure,
okay?
Sure.
So we can't deny the aspirational value to that.
Okay.
And then also, we spoke about the black label drinkers, you know? You can't, it's not necessary to have the people who consume your product in your ads.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
To push ads.
Okay. And also,
which used to be the way things were done once upon, especially your supermarket ads.
You know what I mean?
Like the mom.
And another comment was about Pick n Pay is going down, where they're getting the money, people are getting fired. You guys are business owners yourselves.
Sure.
You know that you have different line items. That is a marketing budget.
Sure.
Marketing budgets don't go to pay.
Ops or...
You know what I mean? That was predestined already.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so fair.
Give me a number, Trevor. What do you think that thing costs Pick n Pay?
That thing costs Pick n Pay?
Mm. What do you think that ad cost? How much do you think they paid Rick Ross?
I'm sure...
Him, I don't know.
I'm sure Rose maybe took dollars. 2 mil.
Yeah.
Rand.
Maybe a mil like US.
A mil US?
Or 2 mil US? I mean, not USD, like in total.
Oh, in rand. So maybe 500, what is that? 300,000.
No. 500,000 is
a mil.
A mil. Give almost a mil.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I don't know. Maybe a mil.
You know what? Extrapolate this. Skalk probably got 100 for performance fee. And then the usage. Then the usage will be what bumps you up. If you're only on the internet, if you are on TV as well, if you're in print, that is big. And he probably came out with 2 million after taxes.
Jeez. Rick Ross.
No, Skull. Biggie Smalls.
You know?
It's not a Biggie Small check, bitch.
Then Rick Ross probably got
caked more.
Probably double that. And I would have said, I thought it was his song. That's where the real money
There's
is.
There's a remix featuring him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's on the remix.
He's on the remix, yeah.
You guys should know, being in the music biz, that once your song gets onto an ad, that's where the real money is.
You're racking, yeah.
It's that and performance fees.
Me personally, because they used Rick Ross, I feel like they could have. There's a Cat Williams stand up where he speaks about every day I'm hustling. And how, you can do anything to that song.
Sure.
Where it's like you're in the fucking aisles at the supermarket, and when that song comes on, you're just pulling all the shit.
That would have been dope.
Trolley. That would have been dope.
But Cat Williams wasn't here. Rick Ross came over for whatever reason.
Maybe they haven't seen that Cat Williams stand up. But for me, I think that would have used Every Day I'm Hustling instead of All You Do Is Win.
Mm.
And then you can incorporate Rick Ross in a more satirical way
where
it's not so cringe. Because there, it looks like they actually featured him like a performer. Like, Skalk was doing satire and this guy was like serious. He was being Rick Ross.
Right.
It's not a fit.
Oh.
He's also done Castle Light before.
Being Rick Ross is Rick Ross, portraying Rick Ross is not a fit.
No, not for Pick n Pay, my brother. Sorry, no. Rick Ross portraying Rick Ross for Pick n Pay is not a fit.
Why? What would it have been a fit?
Man sings Aston Martin music, bro.
Oh.
Like, I mean, if he was in a Woolies ad buying roses, different story.
Woolies is closing.
What?
Yeah, they closed. I mean, not Woolies, sorry. Was this Pick n Pay is closing? My bad. Pick n Pay is closing their stores. I get. I think you hit a. I think you made me understand when you told about budget allocation. I think yeah.
And posturing, I like that.
I now have a different perspective to this thing, but it doesn't help the fact that they're still closing down stores.
And I hope you've changed your perspective on Biggie Smalls.
Yeah,
now, because of that,
that is so dope.
Because of that excellent assessment, that's actually why we have you here today. We're going to be talking about a couple of things.
Ooh, he's been serious.
PH and I usually have a difference of opinion.
Sure.
So we're going to let you lead. These are the things that are happening in your country. We know you live in Barbados, so I'm not sure if you've heard of some of the stuff. But if you remember that gas explosion that happened in town.
Hearing of it, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not Bree, what's it called? Lillian Ngoyi.
Yeah.
Since they changed the names the other day, I'm like, still I'm not William fixed, Nickel. No? They're like, where the fuck is that? I'm like, William Nickel.
Who the hell were you speaking to? Huh? Who speaks like that?
I was telling someone from out
of town. Oh, it's your voice.
Like, I'm a former white. Winnie Mandela. William Nicole. In any case, so that gas explosion happened. Street was fucked.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of talk about the the construction project.
It's not been done?
To fix it. It hasn't been done. Oh. But the contract has been awarded to a Nigerian company called Korone Engineering. $149 million.
Considering the street, the occupation.
Considering Ugwabo Lapan, it's in Lagos. You know that area.
You know that area.
Okay, right.
Come on, bro.
Okay, right. Sure, gents.
So the real question is, Trevor.
Considering
your post, have you ever heard of Korone Engineering?
Make a connection now? No?
You know when you made those EFTs you used to make? What was your reference? Can you bring me a bag? Reference Corona.
No, why tune?
To whom this may concern, I'd like to request a quote. So Korone Engineering has been awarded a 149 million rand tender. After the devastating underground methane gas explosion in 2023 that resulted in one dead, 41 injuries and a massive hole in the ground. The initial contractor, Step Up Engineers, was removed due to a legal dispute with the JRA, leading to Korone's appointment. So they're saying when the first phase of the rehabilitation is scheduled for completion in 2025, August. The second phase, focusing on the beautification and pedestrian improvements, blah, 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 should be by August 2026. Budget of 94 million rand for this year.
That sounds lame.
Aims to create 80 jobs and involves 28 small, medium, and micro enterprises and 6 Nigerians. I'm just added that point.
Where is this?
Now, obviously, the question is being raised, you know, what the fuck? Why would they award it to a Nigerian company?
Why not? If they tick all the boxes,
of course would say that. But no, please tell us more.
I no longer own Tony or Mike anything, so I can say it.
Ah, Tony, write that down.
Look, man, it's like if they're good enough for the job, why don't they do it? If they followed the due course, right,
and process, went
through
what?
The due process, now so it's long, boy. If they followed all of that and gone through all the companies that wanted to enter. You know what I mean? Mm. And no one was fitting. Why not? I don't like the xenophobia when it comes to black immigrants because you treat lighter shades differently.
Okay, Julius Malema.
No, I honestly see it. I just saw it yesterday. I was in Durban going to the airport and there's a highway being made. I looked, the entire team of construction workers are Chinese. You know? I don't mind.
That bridge will be fixed very quickly.
Yeah, but when I hear what's behind it, I stand to be corrected, but apparently what happens is we ask for money from the Chinese government.
Yes.
Chinese government then says, okay, you want to build a bridge? Cool. We'll give you the money. But
we put the project.
Use our
We staff our it with people, our people.
So they're making the money back, but we still owe.
Sure.
And then they send their prisoners.
Oh, shit.
You know I'm a Pantinti. You know what? Years ago when I was arrested and for the Easter long weekend, I was there 5 days.
What the fuck? Yeah, they made you build a highway?
Different story. I'm trying to tell you that while I was there, basically it's the guys who were incarcerated for a very long time before they are let out of those big maximum security prisons. They have to go to holding cells where they can come out and work in the garden. It's like on good behavior. Blah, blah.
Yeah, basic good behavior.
Just acclimatizing you back into society. Mm, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm a China panting emzats all off.
That's crazy.
Just reckless.
Monga baleg uzoya type of thing.
You know what I mean?
Uzoya. Serious, you can't run away. Where are you going to go?
But seriously, dog, I if we're going to be political, and I don't know politics that well, but I would like no borders in Africa. I feel like we are the same people. You know what I mean? Mm. But...
Well, there's no borders in Lillian and Ngoyi Street. It's a fucking... it's a mix.
Yeah, one other thing. It's taken us too long to sort this out. You know what I mean?
100%. It's been 2 years for the project to even start.
Yeah, and if there's a company... Yes, that's trustworthy, has a good track record. I don't mind where they're from because this is going to be for our people and our country of South Africa. Mm. You know what I mean?
Are you a believer in choose the best man for the job, no matter who it is? Uh-huh. Or because remember, there's the transformation.
Now, this is a trick one because he's a Trump support. And DEI, yes, America, but he's on DEI.
DEI, yeah.
He's trying to, watch, listen.
No, well, the charge has come up. Obviously, like it's been hot recently, where like we're trying to empower abantu bethu to come up. So, kushuthi mina, I'd rather choose a company called PH because I'm trying to empower PH. Voila. Uh-huh. Then I would choose Abu Mike.
And then PH buys all the fancy cars at Kwanzele on social media.
It's fine.
I share one of my pet peach on Instagram. It's happened. We know who. I won't say their name.
Wow. Yeah, I don't say their name.
But. Yes, Pestos, yes, Mulala, no. Because someone wanted to fuck my baby. Come on.
In other news. Well.
I thought you guys said anything goes.
Yeah. Anything goes.
John, I don't believe you because behind you, you've got a sign that says no bullshit and you put an asterisk on the least violent letters, H and I. The least violent letters in the word bullshit is high. When you replace those beautiful letters with a mad asterisk, but still you can see bullshit in Baga.
I wonder when I'm PR. I'm on PR.
No comments. I'm good. I'm good.
Anyway, speaking of Nigerians, PH's girl Chidima is back in the spotlight.
Ucholo no Chidima.
Got a thing for Jollof rice. I've got a thing for jollof rice.
So carry on eating it, nigga. So when you in the opposite direction of every single Nigerian man who left their country of origin to look for nyash in lighter lands, and you went that way. Stone-faced Nigerian woman.
Stone-faced.
No, I'm just mean they're strong.
Using a strong descriptive word. She's hot. You Dala. You on Dala. Chidima.
Oh, no, I'm married, dog. I don't need
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Look who's being a pussy now.
So now it's being a pussy to be faithful.
No, I'm always going against the grain. So.
When I was cheating, you were cheering on... Yes, Trevor! I am a stroke guy six. This guy used to call me Cressida, boy. He used to call me Cressida, like, stroke six.
I would like to. Since we are there.
It's your life. I think it's 7.
Since we are there.
7 years kid.
I would like to speak on the weekend that I met Trevor.
Oh, no.
Get it,
since we are there. The famous Trevor Kumbi weekend. Mans went to go buy bread. Left home to go buy bread.
Is that when I met you?
Yes.
No way.
Yes. Oh, man.
He's obviously forgotten. Yes. Because you are the least significant.
There's some details that I don't
let
recall.
Let me tell you something.
PH is there.
The most, probably the most entertaining story known to man. You've heard many a man saying, I've gone to go buy bread and come back 3 days later. Our guy over here, Trevor Kumbi, leaves Johannesburg on Thursday afternoon. saying to his then wife or family that I'm going to go buy bread and milk. Please listen. Please listen to this detail.
It hit me so bad.
And no, well, his then wife.
I deserted my family.
His then wife. His then wife. Home dog.
The guy why don't you take him guy?
Wait. Never no, I think I'm done. No.
Yo, man. This guy.
This is the weirdest thing. I meet Trevor. There's a guy. I'm not going to mention his name. Spot starts with an M. MQ.
Not a very long name.
Yeah. No, man. I'm trying to give you a detail, but not say his name.
So anyways.
I meet this guy. I meet Trevor at where all the ministers and the presidents stay in Cape Town, in Newlands. I'm like, okay, cool. Homie of mine is like, yo, let's go have a bribe, blah, blah, blah.
Which still MQ, used to live. The one who was on the bench for the biggest soccer club in the PSL?
No, man. The chubby.
The chubby one. Oh,
yeah,
okay, cool,
yeah.
Cool,
chubby
cool.
light-skinned dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we go to this guy, this house. These guys are like, fuck.
Where the ministers live.
I heard that part. He's like, he brushed over it, but I picked that up, my dog.
So first of all, he's like, yo, these guys are complaining that last night they were so lit, they got fucked. They got screwed over by prostitutes. I stole all of their phones, clothes, everything. So I'm getting there. I'm like, yo, what's happening? These guys are like, yeah, what's up?
Long street prosies.
Where did you find those? Anyways. So we go to Vienna Waterfront to go. He had a discount with one of the
prosies.
No. With one of the brands.
I'm a retainer. With one of the brands.
Somebody loved him. They were like, yo, 50 rand.
I had a
sponsorship deal with an...
Sports brand.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't mention them.
No, we can.
Puma.
And then, anyways, long story short, this guy had the time of our lives. I think Mzoli's was still open at the time in Cape Town.
Yeah.
We went everywhere to Cape Town. This guy was bowling, not on a budget. We were going ham.
Can I explain? Sorry to cut you off.
Sure.
Can I explain where the money came from?
Yeah.
Before people think I'm rich?
Yeah.
The kids, the education.
No, there was a homie of mine who... The whole Cape Town thing was because of him. He was going to Lobola.
Yes.
And then when he got there, he called us. Yeah, and he was like, yo, niggas, I've got to change your mind. Come through.
Yeah.
So everybody
change your
came.
Mind on the Lobola.
Yeah, I didn't know. Whoa. I didn't know. And then he's got stacks of money in cash.
Crazy.
He's buying everything. He's even paying for the drugs. And
you are on a bread run. So you were like, yo.
I had my 30 rand for the bread and milk. I had that and I kept it, you know. He's buying everything. First time I drank Johnny Walker Blue Label, he bought it.
Yeah.
We had Mzoli's.
Mzoli's, yeah.
That was the Sunday. That's when the wife was supposed
to be.
The wife to be.
Yeah.
Found us, tracked us down. We had Mzoli's. We see a group of black women walking towards us. We're like, what's that? He's like, oh, yeah, chance.
Bro.
All of this is your Lobola, sis one.
One of the most epic weekends. I think he left.
Were you also
there? I was a part of it.
You can carry
so you caught strays for fuckhole. You didn't even know you're trying Lobola,
man. My brother, I'm like, yo, Trevor Kumbi, I know this guy from the Vodacom ad.
We hadn't met before?
No.
Spoken?
No. Afterwards. Wow.
Dude.
Afterwards, we then linked.
Okay.
That curse is still moving with PH to this day. He's not married.
That's right.
Anyways, the Monday, homie flies back. The most important detail, and I will always give this guy a shout out. He delivered on the promise. He arrived, went back home with bread and the milk that he said he was going to go buy.
What a G.
The Monday.
I expect nothing less.
But that was after reporting for work. The producer of this current show that we're on was a producer of the show I was doing at Urban Brew at the time. And I got off the plane, went straight to work.
Yeah.
Did the show and then
you can say his name, but features
Marvin
quite
Cohen.
Prominent. Marvin Cohen.
The colored guy is not
our Jewish boss.
He's not Jewish.
Yeah.
Anyways,
free Palestine. As he was saying,
a great memory, bro.
Yeah. Ever since then, I've had some hectic wild stories with this guy.
Marvin Cohen actually had a wild story about you. He says you made him go with you to Durban and made him sleep on the beach.
Yeah. I didn't make him sleep on the beach. I was sleeping on the beach, so no. I didn't say, yo.
He said sleep. When you left, yeah.
Oh my God.
You were like, yo, let's go to Durban. Accommodation.
No, the problem is he started the argument.
Uh-huh.
He was like, yo, this place does not have good meat. We were in Soweto.
Wait, how do you start in Soweto and land up in
Germany? My man, so we eating bright meat, Shishanya.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this meat's not great.
Of then being
argument
Jewish.
About where yeah. the best meat is.
Sure.
He's claiming his stuff. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's in Durban.
Yeah.
Then they like prove it. No.
Asa.
In the car. In the car. Back then I used to drive the car that
in
Tabla Strat. Tabla Strat is what
we
I call it. Sangena Karini. And we went.
Yeah.
And we went to Durban. And then
two men.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I had an apartment in Mklanga. But I didn't know there were guests in there. So I got office and the office says you've got tenants.
Sure.
Then I'm like, ah, shit.
Mm.
Where do we go? Oh, look, beach, so nice. Let's go. And then I was tired from driving. So we slept.
On the
did
beach.
The car break down?
In Pierre?
Yes, the car broke down.
Yeah, he told us the car broke down and it was...
We spent a long time waiting for the tow truck.
You had to take a taxi from Maritzburg to Durban.
There was a tow truck that got us in. And then we were still chilling in the tow truck. Still acting like two people in Durban and Johannesburg. Still acting like we're in the car. Because we're technically in the car.
With the tow truck driver.
No, wow. You can't see it. It's a flatbed dude in front of us. So what you see behind you is still
but
road.
Yeah,
it's
road.
Wash up.
Yeah. So anyways.
No.
So I really had to...
That guy's not a good guy, by the way.
Marvin.
Yeah,
no. No, he's a kind.
Yeah. He started a rumor. Now, this is how you know somebody's not a good person. He starts a rumor, nah,
okay.
That I'm gay. Okay? That wasn't enough for him.
The problem is
he knows a lot of people. So he tells this to everybody.
Sure.
Some don't believe him. But the mark of an asshole.
Of a gay guy.
The mark of an asshole is that he then changed algorithm by, on his phone and laptop, he would search Trevor Kumbi gay. So anytime that anybody searches Trevor Kumbi, first thing that comes up is Trevor Kumbi gay. Because he's done it so often. It's the first thing that...
He's programmed the search engine.
Oh my God.
Dog,
nothing's changed.
He's not a good person.
No, nothing's changed. He's still the same guy now. He still does the same shit now office.
Let's look, actually.
Anyways, look. Are you doing that right?
I'm trying to look.
What is that word you said, pick and pay in the boardroom? What? What? Personification. What is that word? What do you mean? Oh. Karma, man.
Wow.
What the agency is doing. It's called what? Projecting. What?
No, I'm gonna
posturing.
Posturing. Yeah. Don't know what posturing means, but it sounds like
it fits here. Mom, you fucking posturer.
Chidima's mom was posturing.
Mm. Oh.
Chidima's mom was posturing.
I just searched Trevor Kumbi gay.
Is it
lots of stuff popped up.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
lots of stuff. And from one person's dedication
sure.
to creating a rumor.
Yeah.
Every day,
to
all
article.
Day, at every hour, to search Trevor Kumbi's gay.
No, that sounds
yeah,
like
no,
it
that
sounds
is
like
an asshole, dude. That is a
no. It definitely sounds
every
like
waking moment. Like you wake up excited, yeah. You're like, oh, let's go to work. He's like, yeah.
Trevor
ruin
Kumbi.
This guy's life.
Trevor Kumbi gay.
Oh, what?
Gay.
Gayer. Gay.
I got invited to a lot of brunches though.
What?
Yeah.
Are you saying gays have a lot of brunches?
Yeah. That's when they eat, because they're tired from the... It's true. Because it's not gay if it happens during the day. Watch out for after 9.
So that's the only meal they can have.
You can't eat too much if you have to cleanse your colon every time you've got a date.
I knew that's what you're saying.
Every time you have a date, you go for a colon cleanse? No.
By 5 p.m., actually, you have to make sure.
Everything is out, Baba.
Because
if you're not ready for that, because I was bi-curious for a while.
Wait.
Because now, if you're not going to do that, you'll get locked jaw.
How do you know about doctor? Did you suck a dick?
No, dude, you've never had doctor. Have you ever done acid?
No.
Ickies?
No, no, never.
You've never had lockjaw?
No.
But I've seen
neither
it.
Neither have I. Fuck we talking about? The fuck we talking about?
Listen, God. Before we get in trouble, can we please speak about Chidima's mom? And
we're talking about Chidima's mom. Now,
how does Chidima's mom look? Can she get it?
Hey, yeah. I don't know, B.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Look,
we
judging by Chidima, she must be look, quite Chidima, lucky. I think Chidima's she's a MILF.
She had nice features, right?
She did. She's pretty, dude.
Alec Weck also had nice features.
Who?
Alec Weck.
What the
Alec
fuck, dog?
She had great features. Mm. But put together, ugly.
Yeah.
But if you see her one features. By one, the features. Yeah. Ooh,
the
duck skin.
Remember that ooh, bald, duck skin. Tall, dark
beautiful.
Model.
A1. Mm. Ooh, nose. Beautiful. E1. America. Oh, high cheekbones. Mm. E1. But when you put all these good things together. Ah.
Oh, Alec Weck.
Now you get a duck skin pH.
Dark skin pH, the female version.
Dog.
So, look, I don't know.
Imagine this with bigger breasts.
Oh, what?
In Paris Fashion Week. I know, I.
Yeah. You hate me, Trevor, don't you?
But I love you, dog. Yeah.
So, Chidima's mom, I don't know if she's hot or not, but she was arrested. What I wanted to say on the subject was, she knows that her daughter
on,
and her husband
on,
are being scrutinized.
I'd like to call you out, Mr. What? You were defending
yes,
Chidima.
I was in the beginning.
You were defending Chidima, the mom, the whole thing.
Bro, don't
change
be a Twitter
heart.
Black person.
No,
let
I'm
me
not
tell
being
you.
A Twitter black person.
Hey, listen, black what? Twitter attacked me exactly as these ones are, saying, remember you were defending a Fusak. And I was like, the information that came out was, Chidima, uzalwa la.
Mm. Yes.
She's born and raised in South Africa, went
which
to South
makes
African
South
school.
African.
Therefore, she's a citizen and has the right to compete in Miss South Africa. True. That's what IOL said. That's what they all said.
Right.
People were just saying, because she celebrates her Nigerian and Mozambican heritage, she had the flags in her bio and shit. People were like, Afusek, when you're not a patriot, Asikfu Nigu, Miss South Africa. But her right to compete is what I was defending. Mm. Then information started coming out to say her dad owns a construction company building Lillian and Goy.
Is it the same person?
No, he's talking
that
shit.
That was amazing.
He's talking
that
shit.
That was amazing how you did that.
Oh, I was checking if you're still listening.
Oh, I would have been so happy.
Yo, what a twist.
Man.
That would have been a crazy twist. Yeah,
but
no.
It came out that her dad was a Nigerian, okay? And that her mom was illegally in the country to begin with.
Right.
So, Kshuti, amaphepha abo seemed to be bought. And the whole Chidima origin story was made up.
Mm.
So as information has come out over the course of the investigation, Gayton McKenzie weighed in, everybody, they were like, Minister Gojambizaba, Minister Goodtime or whatever the fun, Minister Fantastic, please can you look into this? Home Affairs started looking into it and then the plot thickened. And then I changed my stance. I said, this is a fucking family of scammers. What the fuck? Fuck these people. They must be investigated because the whole country was talking about the fact that this girl is being bullied online and she doesn't deserve it. Kanti, ungene ngama back door.
Sure.
Right? So now they're back in the spotlight because the mom, in all her brilliance, decided that she's going to re-enter the country with her Mozambican passport. That's why I'm saying, we just try it. You know you guys are hot right now.
Mm.
Chidima's been traveling the world and doing her thing, winning pageants in Nigeria. She hasn't been here.
Right.
That's the right thing
she,
to do.
Wasn't she here now in Cape Town?
No, saying sure, but for, up until now,
she
was in Cape Town, but remember, she has an ID. Her mom is moving with a Mozambican passport, viring Le Nale, so she's now been detained as of Saturday, the auntie.
They know.
Her name is Annabella Rungo. Does she sound hot?
She sounds hot, dog. Annabella.
Yeah. So, the Department of Home Affairs withdrew her South African documentation in September 2024 after discovering it was obtained fraudulently. Despite being declared undesirable, so she's obviously not hot. Rungo allegedly remained in South Africa using a Mozambican passport. So the authorities are investigating the further potential fraudulent conduct and misrepresentation. Chidima also has a child, which now also has documentation. Chidima has a child? Yeah, she's someone's baby mama, dog.
But you're not allowed to enter Miss South Africa?
They've changed the rules. Oh. You could even enter and be Miss South Africa because transgenders are also in. No, sekshintshe yonke into. Gone are the days where you could drive to Durban and sleep on the beach.
Isn't it one of the... Isn't it... Wow, wow.
It was in Mshlanga Beach.
Hey, my boots.
Isn't one of the...
try that now.
Isn't one of the things where Miss South Africa mustn't have a... Must be unmarried and no children.
That used to be the rules.
I think you can
change.
There's a Mrs. South Africa.
Yes.
But with this whole thing, dog, that's a lot of information, by the way. Well done on researching.
You. Shout out to Getsy. I didn't research any of this shit.
Oh, yeah? He's just reading.
Yeah. I'm just reading papers, bro.
That Getsy dog, that Getsy dude is...
He's
a quite suspect, dog.
We've never
black guy with an accent and he's got a K-Way jacket. So by three, we don't know. K-Way Taiswap. Only white people on the neighborhood WhatsApp group on K-Way.
Yeah,
in which
K-Way and New Balance. And Yawin. Kajan. What sort of a combo is that? And I saw
New Balance, it take a band of an opet. Balanza Rabush. Balanza Rabush.
Legend. Stone Harbor. Kajan.
Stone Harbor.
I still own a pair of Stone Harbor jeans.
Are you also Shangan?
No. Oh. From the waist down.
Nah.
Marvin would know because he's gay.
Ah, shit.
Marvin would know because he's gay.
I know about Marvin's dick because we shared a shower together. We shared a shower on the beach together after sleeping.
Marvin said something offline which kind of scared me, but now I'm tying two and two together.
Yeah.
No, he was saying that you sucked him off. Oh, he knows the color of the balls.
No, he said, he said they were bi curious together.
Yes,
so that's what's interesting.
I must ask you about, and you mentioned lockjaw, so I was like, he said I must ask you about hairy balls, because one time you sucked.
Mom, what was it again?
Beard stubble.
Like, don't suck a dick with beards.
Next topic.
I have no idea.
That's what he said.
I don't know about that.
Marv, so, you don't remember. Listen how disappointed he is.
You don't remember.
You don't remember.
I do remember shaving our balls together, but it was him, Stula Dlamini, and myself. We were in Cape Town for the JMB Met.
I was there.
Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah.
Not why didn't the you ball shave JV. With
us? Oh.
No, remember I was trying to... Yo, I was downstairs. Wow. Fuck.
You
know what I almost said? I was downstairs, remember, at reception. I was trying to operate that one. And then Bra George, God rest his soul, from Isidingo, Papa G. You remember he intercepted me, Marv? And he told the hand, what are you doing with your life? Don't go with this fucking Moorscourt.
Oh,
and then
George
I came to them.
Mirela.
They're like, oh, Bambang. I'm like, man, fucking Papa G.
Fucking Papa G.
In no my one, track.
No one in the world can say I was cock-blocked by Papa G.
By George Zamdela. Maybe what only Parsons. Because what the fuck? Anyway, I remember that weekend. Remember?
Oh, man.
One of the four. I won't say who.
Remember the one got called by a very famous hot woman to the room, but this idiot didn't get the fucking message, so he calls us all, hey, come to this girl's room.
Dude, now it's like five of us, like, yeah.
And the girl's like, but
what
Marvin,
the fuck is going on? Oh, so they called Marvin.
There's two glasses we sharing. It's like, hey, Ben,
dog.
No. We're sharing a shot. Read the room, bro.
Read the room.
Oh, my God.
Bro, the other one, right? One of us, I won't mention any names. We wake up on Saturday, the day of the match. Remember, we had to go, we had to shoot. So they had to get gear and all that stuff ready.
We were fucked.
We were fucked, bro.
Right? Remember, because when we arrived at the Met, sorry to cut you off, Tom.
Yes.
When we arrived at the Met, that year they had breathalyzers on... on arrival, they had breathalyzers on arrival. Just
they didn't
like,
want like Morse.
Yeah, so we blew into the breathalyzers. We were all over the limit. Oh, this is arriving.
But it was like the next day. You know when you're sweating tequila, and we're wearing suits.
Yeah,
and one of us, the parcel from the night before, was still in his room in the morning. Sigmele's hump. We have to leave. We're all going in the Met bus. So this bruh. He packed everything of value in his room in his fucking hand luggage bag. So he had like a school bag that was busting out iPad, cameras.
No, no.
Because he left the thing sleeping in the room. He goes to reception. He's like, I'm checking out. He moves to the mat with all of his shit in her hand, like his bag. Oh. Now he's like, how fed, man, He's like, yo, that thing's still sleeping in my room, dog. I'm scared to leave my stuff there in case
she steals.
Oh, Jesus, Marvin.
Yo, Marv, you've lived, huh?
Oh, what a weekend. Jesus, Trevor, don't die, my friend. Stay alive.
Yeah, please, yes, legend. Two things about what you said, dog. Yeah. It's about Miss South Africa.
Where the segue? It was him.
No, man.
He's thinking about it. It's like, oh. No.
We'll it was another guy.
I don't remember too well.
It was another guy.
there is merit about Chidima's mom and Chidima's dad. Where does the merit kick in when we say, as South Africans, that these people have tried so hard to get in?
Yeah.
Mm.
These are going to be patriots. Let's let them in. Sure. They keep coming back. About Chidima and the whole hoo-ha about her becoming Miss South Africa. Do we really depend on a Miss South Africa to hold the name of South Africa high? What else have they accomplished besides marrying Romeo Kumaro? What are the achievements that have...
But she's an exception to the rule.
Dog, I just mean, why do we rely on a Miss South Africa so much? You know what I mean?
As an ambassador of...
Maybe if that is explained to me, maybe I can understand the importance behind it all.
I think the issue with this whole thing, leave the being Miss South Africa, it was the entry into the country, which was formed from an illegal standpoint.
Fraudulent standpoint.
That is what got us here today.
Why was it illegal?
Entered.
Yeah, they paid off Home Affairs, all their paperwork.
So I think it was because they had no documents.
No documents.
Yeah, it's exposing.
Vasco da Gama,
that's crazy business.
Vasco da Gama?
Vanco, the DJ.
No, Vasco da Gama. Learn your history, Achan.
Sorry, I thought you said Vanco.
They came to Africa and they just...
No, I just think...
Abo Jan van Riebeek.
Nyababona, man. Vasco da Gama.
No, wait, man, wait.
Hold on. You said Vasco da Gama? It sounded like one word.
That's how you say it, bro.
Oh.
My issue is...
Vanco da Capo? Those are two people.
Ute Capo. Hurry out, Jan. Sorry, it's just like you've got a speech impediment and it's hard to listen. Give him some time, guys. He's going to be okay. It's like not disturbing. Sometimes it's like...
What the fuck, man?
You don't disturb a person with a stutter. There's a lot going on in this head. Give him time.
This is all overwhelming for you.
Oh, Trevor.
Shine your phone flash in his eyes.
He's going to be John C. Rolls out here.
Oh, that's it.
You bowled me over.
Oh, wow.
Medic.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
So, how's he a DJ, a professional DJ who gets on my feet from my flashing light? he only plays daytime gigs. Hey, Shimza, onku kera. Funuk gala ilanga sakanya. Hey, amala sayang panyazi.
Oh no, damn you, dog.
Fangengo dream.
What were we talking about?
You, Nico, we're talking about you.
Hey, PH, the only available time we have is 10 p.m.
No, screw you guys. Get to what we're talking about, dog. Screw these guys.
Wait, at the same time?
What?
You're hanging.
I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
I'm my paper.
We can help you.
Help me, dog. Help me.
What is it that you'd like to articulate?
Fuck off.
Write it down.
Shame, I don't know what to say.
Shame.
I don't know what to say.
I'm not coming out of my nose.
I saw
on my mouth. I'm going to tease you, man. Do you like it when people When people come to you in a mall and say, hey, Trevor Noah, can we get a photo?
I hate it, dog. So I had this radio interview. Dude, the lady interviewing me, it was just last week. She was interviewing me. Four times she referred to me as Trevor Noah. And ooh. I was like, oh, my sister, I'm sorry. I know who you know who you're speaking to.
Sure.
But you keep calling me Trevor Noah. There she is. Then I said, yo, you've called me Noah four times. And she's like, oh, my apologies.
Being the least famous Trevor. Sorry.
Ooh.
Must suck.
The fuck?
Hold on, Trevor Noah.
She called you Trevor Stierman?
Trevor Noah, Trevor Stierman, Trevor Nyakane. Who else? I can't think of another Trevor before we get to this one.
Trevor
Mjalose venue.
There's a Trevor Stierman at my local Postnet.
Oh, no, man. Trevor Stierman is the designer. What are you talking
Trevor
about?
Manuel.
Trevor Manuel. Venue.
Wow. Is this what you brought me here for?
What? This is my friend. Shit.
Trevor, the guy that does our catering menu.
I did catering once. Well, a couple of times.
Nigga, what didn't you do? You.
So I was running the canteen at Transnet, right? Out in Pretoria.
Oh, but you did do catering. Yeah. As a proper business.
Yeah, as a business. I even catered on the drama series that I produced, Sober Companion. So I would write the show, act in the show, and then go serve people a breakfast, lunch. Yeah, yeah. That's wild.
Number one. Harvey Weinstein. But,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh,
what?
Oh, without the grace. Oh. I almost said something that could have got me cancelled.
Yo!
Lucky we can. Lucky we be recording
back
this.
Back to the game. I'm dying.
Is
Sorry.
That where we came from?
Yeah, dude, I don't know how we got here.
I just wanted to say people are thieves. I stopped that business because of the
thievery.
The thievery. Yeah.
People would eat the food or what?
The transient people.
The office. No, not the transient.
Oh, I'm
my staff.
Yeah.
Oh,
what were they stealing, dude?
Vienna money. I had to start serving those red Viennas. You know you were poor when the Vienna's red.
I'd be pissed off on set.
You mean?
I'd be pissed off on set.
Listeriosis.
We do have a show.
Oh, God, we have a show. Dead, man. This is so chilled. Give him time, guys.
Oh, fuck off. Least famous Trevor.
You're doing great, PH.
You know, it's actually cold in the studio, but fuck
sweating,
me.
I can see.
He's used to the warmth of the special class. Have you ever walked into a special class at high school? Why is it always warm in there, nigga?
Thank you.
Those five desks. Just like.
You're actually traumatizing me.
All over the place. In no particular order.
They've got safety things, so you've got to childproof that classroom. Because PhD, ah! I don't know the answer, ma'am! Relax, it's three.
This is your idea, eh? This is not my idea, mgana. No, nyakufuni, jaya.
We can end the episode.
I'm sorry, bro.
Not my idea.
We can end the episode.
Anyway.
Our last story.
Can I have this just for
perhaps
my personal?
Perhaps you can speak to this.
Can you edit it and bring it, like, just send it to me? I won't post it anyway.
No, we will next year.
What happened to
Musam Seleku's son? Umfana, he shot and
maybe
killed.
Maybe some context for those who don't know
who Musam Seleku is.
Yes.
He's the Stembu dude, man.
Who was about to say Strito? What?
Ah, yo.
He was about to say Strito.
Shoo. Cishang a post.
Yeah.
So, Ubafo, his name is Mpumelelo Dolokuzane. He's the son of Musam Seleku.
Sure.
An unidentified armed intruder came into the home. He shot him. This is now this month, right? This was at the Mseleku family residence in Cape Town. Apparently, the intruder demanded to see Musam Seleku. The motive remains under investigation. Maybe he was a crazy fan. Maybe he was a stalker. We don't know. So Mpumelelo confronted the armed intruder, preventing potential harm to his family. This event underscores the importance of security measures for high-profile individuals and their families. I don't think so. I think it underscores the importance of having a firearm gun in the safety, home and gun a gun license, a licensed firearm. Somebody comes in to fuck with you or your family, you shoot them. I support the bullet.
What about Oscar Pistorius?
You know he's got a clip next to
No one came in. He shot the inhabitants of the house because he's a crazy guy with no legs.
I don't know. He just said that there was an intruder and he shot.
He said that, but we then found out in the court case, bengana intruder. Beng no mundu ake. Yes, and then they made him do that thing in court. He's actually out, so hey, Oscar, me, I got no issue, ma.
I'm not commenting on that. That's my brother.
Who, Oscar?
Oscar, Mikey Schultz, Mark Glitman, my boys.
They're not boys with him anymore.
My fucking boys. fucking boys, Xie. Fucking try me, your night.
Your special case.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So, what do you think of that? An intruder comes into your home. What do you do?
Absolutely. You protect yourself and your family. I speak like this because I've had a violent home invasion that I'm still not over, despite all the therapy.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, he wasn't there.
What? Oh, Jesus wasn't there. Idiot.
So on that topic, I agree fully.
Sure.
Yeah.
Was this look, at the
a
other,
shady look?
Was this at the old?
No, this was at.
This was at the Posey, the farm.
Yeah, on the farm.
Oh, hectic!
Mm. Yeah. But I was gonna say, I know that story. Remember, you told me.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say, do you have a firearm, or did you have a firearm at that stage?
My mate.
Choose your words. Choose your words. Choose your words.
Are you talking about Ilahle that has to stay in the cabin?
No. I know you're a Zulu oak, but I'm referring to a licensed firearm. It's pump some tent.
No.
You don't have one. Do you feel it would have helped you on that day?
What?
Because having a gun. No, yes. You see the debates online whenever something like this happens is you've got like a whole lot of, like the DA I know pushes it a lot, but there's these NGOs and there's this whole anti-gun or gun-free South Africa lobby group. They say shit like, this is why guns are bad because they kill people.
Sure.
But if you are on the receiving end of a armed home invasion, you understand that the people who enter your home have guns.
Yes.
And they're not there to fucking debate with you whether or not South Africa should be gun-free. Mm-hmm. So the only way to protect yourself against a firearm is have a firearm. Because if they've got guns and you think you're going to put your fist up, you're going to be on the losing end. So I feel like we are sending out the wrong message, because anytime a story like this comes out, people aren't saying what I'm saying. Mm. Where I'm like, I'm with the boy. Mm. Shoot him. Shoot first, honestly. Shoot first, boss. Tomorrow we'll establish Gwenzalan. Yeah. The fact that he even found out shows you that he gave us due time to say ufunanda.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think he would have just shot him like once. My dad's not here. Bang. The guy obviously started pagama.
If his dad was a deadbeat dad, my dad's not here.
You say something about my dad?
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
I
agree with him, but in my situation, had I had the gun because of my state, what I was going through at the time, when they came in, I was asleep. There was five of them. Everybody else in the house was awake at the time.
Oh.
They would have gotten my gun.
They would have gotten the upper hand.
Because they asked for it as well.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they went straight to my gun safe. There wasn't anything there. Then they asked me where it is.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I wasn't ready. So had I had a gun, they would have taken it, and then I would have had to face the fact that my gun is gone.
Yeah. They use your gun in the conducting of the robbery. Or
Or in another, hella responsible.
Or in another incident, because they would have taken it and...
And used it elsewhere.
Yeah.
But what is your thoughts now? Do you think guns... Would you carry a gun? Do you think you should carry a firearm as in daughter?
Yeah, I think so. Hello, aunt.
You have one.
Yeah, bro.
He's pulling a PH. A fully caged.
Yes, it's the construction thing. No, from Builder's Warehouse.
I knew this would happen.
Yes. That's fine. No, it's fine. That's the builder's name. Yeah.
Okay, and
Can I just check something here quickly in my papers?
Not a problem.
Wait, hold on. Is that aunt? Is that the lady calling from Lillian Ngoyi? Are you sending building supply? Because Marie, the camp Nigerian's name, Kelvin.
Hey, Oga. Oga.
Omo, how far now? Ade.
Don't do that. That's so xenophobic.
What?
You're a racist.
I'm a racist.
PH, you've been you've been promising to come and get your gun license for a year now. What's up with that?
Don't speak about my private life.
Just asking. You're scared of guns.
I've got security.
PH has got bodyguards, did you know?
You got bodyguards?
There's one there.
Bodyguards.
There's a lot of bodies to guard, bro.
Funny.
Little does he know.
You always carrying.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, not right now.
Obviously, you're wearing sweatpants.
Yeah, I carry sweatpants too.
Oh, you got I've got
tight security. He's one of them.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
In fact, even when you think they ain't around, they around.
For real?
Yeah, I've got Zulus all over here. Hey, Bafo. Sapila.
It's behind the screen. Kunjani. But yeah, no, I think in the incident where, especially in an incident like this, it is advantageous to have a legal.
Legal license.
Yeah, gotta stay ready.
Yeah, what is it? Rather be caught with it than caught without one. Yeah. Obviously, the situation depends.
Yeah.
Could be one guy like Musa Mseleku's son. Could be five guys. You are sleeping. You don't know when they're going to come.
Sure.
God to a gay. It's important to have it, train, and be proficient in the use of it, and have it on you all the time. Like, you've got to stay ready. I just think we live in a country where there is so much crime that you fucking slipping if you don't have a gun. You really can't. No, we're not adding. We're saving taxpayers' money. I mean, Musa Mseleku's son has done us a massive favor. By arresting that guy, he would have cost us 10.
Oh, the guy's alive.
14K a month. No, he's not. He's gone.
Oh.
Yes. He's gone, Neketsi.
I think, the most important thing here, get yourself a gun, protect yourself any way, shape, or form.
Yes.
Call it a day.
Yes. What would your sponsors think of you saying that?
Protecting yourself.
No, a legal license. Licensed, responsible firearm owner. In fact, that plea he's just made, he's going to be the first to do it. When we leave here, we're going to get a gun. Sapila.
Yeah.
Yeah, PH, hold my gun. See what it's like.
Wow. So last week, we introduced something cool on the show called the WhatsApp Leaks.
And then this week, we fucked it up. We had Trevor Gumbi on and the show is over. But thanks for joining us. It's been a great year.
It's been great.
Cheers,
So yeah, I don't know what the number is. Ketsi, what's the number? What's the number? It'll appear on screen.
It's fine. It'll appear on screen.
What is it? I would like to also call it out, you know. 07 Barney.
063-889-1246. Did he
always say it? The only dude.
What do you mean?
The only dude in a K-Way jacket is the darkest person in this room.
Shang'an, bro.
Jesus Christ. That dude is not black. That dude's navy blue.
Hey, now that you mention it.
Yeah, dog. Why is he wearing the same color jacket as his skin? This thing is walking around bare-chested, topless out here.
And did you hear how he called out the number?
All
right. With an accent. He was like, 068 Sigisti.
Oh, yeah, now you know. Look, so just
xenophobia on the show.
No, we welcome all.
Check out Sigisti. Yeah?
Huh?
What? Okay, anyways, carry on. What is WhatsApp Leaks?
WhatsApp Leaks.
Yes.
Yes. Ketsi?
What's up, everybody? Yep, that's my mantra. So, this is it, right? Today we're discussing is Tembu or
Febe.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Okay, anyway, is it Tembu or Obfebe? Let's see. This guy is in a complicated situation. He's been in a happy, solid relationship with his girlfriend for 3 years. They've built a strong foundation, all right? Supportive, family life, you know, regular vacations, cars, home, and all of that, you know? Okay, cool, right. Here's the thing, though, right? He's been low-key into polygamy for a while. He jokes about it, saying things like, his heart's big, and there's room for more love. Gasle, when I told him 7, dog. But deep down, it's still more than a joke, okay? Growing up, he saw his uncles and his cousin, blah, 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 shit, lies. But he realized it's more than a joke. And guys, listen, listen. It's the person with the bag that gets this taboo, okay? That's how it works, okay? In the shady universe, at least. So, he's torn between the man he wants to be for her and the man he feels he's becoming. He knows he can't keep playing with her like this, and he's unsure how he's gonna handle it. The truth is gonna come out, and it's getting harder to ignore. We don't judge, okay? Bye.
Interesting.
Yes.
Uted, is Tembu senzani?
I think the topic for me now, obviously.
Why is that a goat that looks like a pig?
So I addressed this.
It's not a goat,
hold on,
dude.
Hold on,
it's
hold
a fucking sheep. Calls himself
it's a sheep.
Goat.
So I was like,
looks like a pig.
Remember, well, Zega Zega was actually
me.
It is.
Oh,
not,
yes.
You know,
a sheep who identifies as a goat.
In the world
he's
of
transgender.
Yeah. Mm. Identifies as. Rabo. So.
We are an
Mbuzi,
inclusive show.
What about Mbuzi? The what? Mbuzi the goat, who's actually a sheep, identifies as a pig, clearly. Black sheep of the flame, Emily. Anyways, it's Tembu. I'm on the fence about this topic.
Of is Tembu?
Having multiple official hoes.
Mm.
I mean wives.
Jesus Christ.
For me, I think it's a glorified term of having multiple hoes. No?
No. Remember, some you know the
Noms
story.
Agrees because she got cheated on.
So of course
joking,
she'd agree.
I'm joking.
Noms, fuck this guy.
Talking about cheating, are you still with that snow bunny?
Which one?
Yo, what's up with that?
The blonde girl.
Which one?
Stay.
That one,
I
want to
say Stacy.
Stacy?
What's her name?
Stacy's mom has got it going.
Oh, wow. Which one?
Okay, I'm there. Cheating.
Which one?
Lea Blonde.
Blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, do you think if you had a white chick, she'd go for this Tembu idea?
Yeah.
Because some Oaks have been like road testing it.
I'm thinking of getting a white chick this year.
But would she agree to this Tembu thing?
Well, she doesn't have to know.
Mm. This Tembu's a lot of work. Yeah, well, to me, it just seems...
I just think continue lying, man.
Yeah.
Just continue lying.
I can only disappoint one woman at a time.
Imagine five.
Yeah, you know what my thing is with it? Like what Mbuzi said is that like it depends on the bag. I think niggas are out here like, oh yeah, me nongso fusis temp. And it's like, no, au na imali akon.
Yeah, that's
I actually had a chat with a Muslim friend of mine who was having this conversation with his
Muslims
wife of
also.
6 years. Yeah, it's a form of his temp. And he said, if you can't give the second wife exactly what
the
you
same,
gave the first.
Paste,
in other words, home... money, like if you're saying, I need you to stay at home, be my second wife, you've got to give her comfort and affordability on the level of the first one. And a lot of the time, what niggas are trying to do is they're trying to just make a side a permanent. And then they're like, no, you'll be my second wife, but you'll actually always be a side.
I think it's a cultural thing. So asking my opinion on this table when I don't know that much about it, wasting your time. Because, like, if you know your culture and you're doing it the right way, as you say, then there shouldn't be anything bad about it, and nobody from outside
should tell you.
In this, sorry, just to get back into the topic, I think in this particular situation, the girl's got the money and the guy's broke.
Oh, I love that.
So he wants
and
her
he,
to pay for the symbol.
But he wants, so he wants to keep both, but keep the second option.
Why doesn't she do
fucking
that?
Fucking fucked.
What's the female equivalent of his symbol called?
Whoring.
No, it's called, like,
polyamorous
relationship.
Is it
it's where the woman is in charge.
Yeah, yeah.
The woman is
But the male ego is so fragile that
extremely.
We won't go for that.
It depends on
but
the male.
We expect them, woman, to go for it. It's unfair.
I wouldn't go for it, personally.
Wouldn't
culturally,
you
not a fucking
roster?
Chance. No ways.
Yeah. Would you? You wouldn't be the second one?
No.
Willingly.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
I wouldn't even fuck
sometimes
her.
You don't know.
Sometimes you don't know. That's how
yeah,
I have to say willingly.
My thing is, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah?
Mm-mm. Never. In a million years. Not a fucking chance. But I also, I wouldn't be against the idea of his temp. If I've got the money to afford it and I can provide them both with the same level of comfort, I make them all wives.
What's wrong, Mfan?
What?
Why is the glass got city light?
Oh, wow. It's those glasses, man.
Yo, you know it's see-through on the screen? And
anyways, I think the concept
me
of...
Drink
of
out
this
of
table,
the jug.
What the...
It hit me in the eye. Fucking hell.
I've never had such a difficult time closing the show.
Please close it now.
Sorry, it's goodbye.
We've got so much editing.
Your name is PH. He is the shady lurker.
I'm
from the real network. See you next week. Try it now.
Do you hear? James, bring the smarties.
Yo.
Put the sweets in.
We'll see you again next week. I have no words. Yo, shout out for tuning in. Shout out to Trevor Gumbi for coming through to the show. You're a legend. Yeah, man. All the best with the journey. Aren't you on a journey of sobriety?
Not anymore.
No, I am. Are you done?
Fuck you.
Well done, bro. You managed it. You are what you think you are. Don't let anybody tell you different. You are a part of the society. Okay? With your shortfalls, you are still important.
And lack of chromosomes.
We see you.
Just watch out for walls. He's got the scar from just like banging his forehead on every
on the
wall.
Disc.
Just because he's trying to open child-proof bottles of Bernardo.
That's us. See you next
child-proof,
week.
Proof, not
take
idiot-proof.
Take it easy. If it's easy, take it home. My vile one.
Volume, Trevor.